Lady Gaga, UB40, and Taylor Swift.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria and Mbombela tomorrow reaching a high of 21, Johannesburg 19. Wrapping up some of the day's biggest stories, Gauteng paid its first ETOL's debt installment of 3.8 billion rand today. In the end, the province is committed to paying an overall amount of 12.9 billion rand. The MEC for Finance and Economic Development, Lebogang Maile, has assured residents the provincial government is not borrowing money to settle its debt. And the police is warning against trafficking drugs in the stomach since it can be fatal. This follows the 21-year-old South African female drug trafficker that was arrested at the OR Tambo International Airport on Sunday, who so far released more than 110 drug bullets. It's suspected to be cocaine. Now, the police at the OR Tambo International Airport says this is more than the average drug bullets that drug mules they intercept usually carry. Action SA, meanwhile, says the party is set to lay criminal charges against Justice Minister Thembi Simelane over the alleged loan she received from a company linked to VBS Mutual Bank. Action SA MP Malebo Kobe and the Mpopo chairperson Victor Motemela will lay the charges in Polokwane tomorrow. Here's Kobe with the reasons.
According to the new information that has surfaced, there is probable backdating of the loan agreement to potentially conceal the transaction, which we believe warrants a criminal investigation.
And fuel prices will drop again next week for the fifth consecutive month. The exact numbers are on our website, so you can go and take a look at jacarandafm.com, click on news. But for how long can this last? And could this be jeopardized by the rising tension in the Middle East? We asked economist Chris Harmse, and he doesn't believe that will happen.
So I'm optimistic that we may see another 100 to 150 cent drop in the petrol price before the summer holidays. It is evident at this stage that interest rates in South Africa will be cut by the Reserve Bank Board of at least 50 basis points in November. So holidaymakers may have quite a few more rands available to spend during the Christmas holidays.
And the snow is already appearing here and there in the Eastern Cape. The Farmers Union TLUSA says farmers are still counting their losses after the last incidents of snowfall earlier this month. General Manager Benny van Sail says farmers whose crops and livestock get destroyed by these weather conditions often find it hard to recover due to a lack of financial support. But snow isn't the only problem this time of the year.
We had a lot of felt fires as well. So there's not enough fodder now for the people to overcome this reality to keep their livestock in production.
Speaking about adverse weather conditions, the death toll from Hurricane Helene in the USA has risen to at least 100. The storm brought torrential flooding to large part of the U.S. southeast. The death toll is expected to rise as search and rescue efforts continue. I'm Marlene Fischer with News to Eer. Die Gautengse regering sê hulle gaan nie geld leen om ETOL skuld af te betaal nie.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye, and I don't know what it all means, but since I survived I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow.